feeling like.
Humpty Dumpty, people.
Yes, happy Humpty Dumpty to those who are celebrating. It is a Hump Day Bump Day. The date is June 25th, 2025. Ooh, 6/25/25. I like that. Maybe someone's getting married today, though they wouldn't.
Good day.
But to get married on a Wednesday. Have you ever been to a Wednesday wedding?
No, have you?
No, I don't think they're legal. Because you're basically telling people that they have to take off like half of the week.
Yeah, but probably real cheap.
Probably real cheap.
Yeah.
Real cheap. I have a few Friday weddings this summer.
Love them. Don't mind them at all. I love a Friday wedding.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Even more than a Saturday. Helps you recover.
Yeah, you have the whole weekend. And it's not like you're digging the shell of the person you once were, like dragging yourself back to your house on Sunday, and then you just have like half a day to recover, and then you have work the next day. Talk about the Sunday scaries. Like, you have the whole weekend, just like you said.
Go off.
You have a Friday wedding this summer to attend?
Yes.
Or the fall?
I don't know when, but I do. I know I do.
Yeah.
I think I got 4 or 5 weddings this from now until the end of the year.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Tis the season, my guy.
Tis the wedding season.
Tis the season. I love the game we played yesterday. What do you do? Where we were interrogating our listeners about their occupation. I was thinking about other things that we can interrogate them about that would be equally as exciting.
Such as?
Like where they were born.
Where they lost their virginity.
Where they lost their virginity. Love that.
How to lose one's virginity.
I mean, always
looking for lessons.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? And Logan, by the way, your time will come.
That's what I'm hoping.
Your time will come. We are going, if you missed the what do you do, first of all, this won't be a one and done. Logan and I had too much fun to not recreate it at some point soon. But we want to play you our favorite moments from yesterday's game. So here they are. Enjoy. Don't even worry about it. We're here. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and Logan and I are playing What Do You Do? Where we absolutely interrogate you and ask you interview style a few questions. It's supposed to be just 3, but it's not turning out to be that way. And we're trying to figure out what you do for a living. Random person who wants to play and subject themselves to this torture will be skipping away with a pair of tickets to see Old Dominion. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to What Do You Do? What's your name?
My name is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. Okay, so you are comfortable with us interviewing you, trying to figure out what you do for a living?
I'm very excited.
She's excited. Okay, do you mind if I kick it off?
Please do.
Okay, Taylor, do you sit at a desk for your job?
I sit.
You sit.
But not at a desk. Okay.
Taylor, do you make over or under $100,000 a year?
Oh, my God.
Oh, definitely under.
Okay. And that's why I asked, because now I know it's not even close.
I know.
It's good to know.
Okay. Are you, Taylor, forward facing? And by that, is it a customer service dealing with people all day?
Yes.
Sorry, follow-up question.
Yeah.
On the phone?
No.
In person. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In person.
Mm-hmm.
Standing. Did we say standing?
No, she said sitting, but not at a desk. She sits.
Correct.
She sits, but not at a desk.
Where are you sitting, girl?
I don't know. Are you in any type of, this is a two-parter, medical or education space?
No.
Good. Big two, got them already out. All right, Kira, let's get one
down
more.
And out.
I feel like I'm definitely like venturing down the wrong lane. And because she's sitting, but she's not at a desk. So I'm like, is she like a lifeguard? You know what I mean? Like she's sitting. Are you outside?
I'm too pacey for that. No.
No, you're inside. Okay. Stupid question. God, I wasted it.
Did we ask if she's in customer service?
Well, I said
she doesn't work at a desk. But she doesn't work at a desk. What kind of person is working with people, but not at a desk?
And she sits, so she's not like in retail, because they stand.
Right. What other work are you sitting on? I'm picturing a big bouncy ball. I don't know. What else you sit?
Bouncy ball.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. That's a good guess. But no, definitely not a bouncy ball.
And was that your question?
Screw this. What do you sit on? Where do you sit? If you don't sit at a desk, where do you sit? Describe your scene.
There's just no desk.
Is it a counter?
No, well, I mean, I sit on a chair. There's no counter. There's no desk. No.
What?
Okay, she's dealing with people in person, not on the phone.
What job do you sit at, but you don't have something to write on?
Do you work at the DMV?
No.
Do you work for the state or the government or anything like that?
No.
This was hard.
How about this? Can you give us a hint?
I mean, I work for myself.
She works for herself.
Oh.
And she sits.
Yeah.
And she's dealing with people.
This small business.
Small business.
Instacart?
No.
No, you own a boutique. You own a little, you know, clothes shop.
No.
Oh, but I'm getting warmer. Something in fashion.
You're getting closer. You are getting closer. That's like the right path.
She sits. We already said nails. Botox? No, we said medical. Botox feels medical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no medical.
Esthetician?
Yes,
I am an esthetician.
I knew the word esthetician.
So much for three questions each, but we got there.
You did. You got there. I'm a lash and brow artist, so my client lays on a bed.
Oh, and you're standing.
I'm sitting. No, I sit while I lash them.
Yeah. Oh, you sit while you lash them. Yeah, that makes sense. Yes. You get them with the little tweezers. Yeah, of course.
Well, this was fun.
Yes. Logan, you knew the word esthetician. Go off, King.
That was awesome. I'm so proud.
Thank you.
And we're proud of you. I hope you have a nice full day giving beautiful lashes and brows to the people.
Oh, I love it. I love making people feel good.
Oh, that's so wonderful, Taylor, that you love what you do. Thank you so much for playing What Do You Do? After that, people are like, do I want to subject myself to that? Because these two are really bad at this.
First. We warmed up.
Yeah, we warmed up. Now we're kind of know the questions to ask. So yeah, sorry, Taylor, that we worked it out on you. 603-749-0975. By the way, if you do subject yourself to this, a random person will be skipping away with a pair of tickets to see Old Dominion 4th of July weekend in Guilford. 603-749-0975. We are playing What Do You Do? On your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We are playing a fun game that Logan and I aren't really so great at. And we'll tell you that. We'll tell you that flat out. But we're getting a little better with each contestant. It's called What Do You Do? And Logan and I have three questions each that we ask the caller about their profession. And then Logan and I make an educated guess as to what they do for a living. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to play along. Hello and welcome to What Do You Do? First of all, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm from Jen. I live in Hampton.
Your name's Jen and you live in Hampton. Excellent. All right, Jen. You're fine with us interrogating you about what you do for a living?
Absolutely.
All right.
Why don't you start, Kira?
All right. Jen, would you say that you enhance people's appearance with the work that you do?
No.
No.
Jen, do you go to work before 7:30?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No.
All right, so she's
that
going
ain't
late.
Her style.
She's going late.
Okay. Then. Do you work 9 to 5?
No.
Well, it's probably just different hours depending on what she's got going on. Are you forward-facing customer service, helping the people?
Yes, customer service.
Do you work over the phone?
No.
So do you work in person?
Yes.
Do you go to your place of employment or do you work from home?
I work out of the house.
I love real estate for Jen. It's just screaming. You don't tour houses that early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But she's doing most of her work from home.
Right. Most.
No, I work out of the house, but I have to leave my house to actually do the work.
Oh, okay. So we're liking. Are we liking real estate?
I'm just going to ask. Jen, do you do real estate?
I don't.
Oh
rats so, patats.
Would you get this service done at your house?
No, not at my house.
Well, my house. Not at your house.
Not at your house either.
No, okay. Not at your house.
All right, Jen, you want to give us a little hint?
A little guidance. We're not doing so hot.
I work with tourists.
You work with tourists? Very cool.
Maybe she's a travel agent. Maybe she books their hotel stays and their activities.
Fire it off.
Are you a travel agent?
Not an agent. I help out with their travel.
Are we going to get closer than that?
Probably not.
Okay.
What is it?
We just started the New Hampton Beach Tiki Taxi. We drive people around with a six-passenger golf cart decorated as a tiki bar.
Oh, my God. So fun.
Wait, when did this become a thing?
We actually just started it last month.
Very cool. I want a ride immediately.
Do you want me and Kira to do like the morning show from the taxi?
That would be so fun. You definitely should.
What a fun job, Jen.
Yeah.
No wonder we didn't guess it. This just got popping last month.
This was
a trick question.
We didn't know it existed.
We're all over social media.
And she's like, do you live under a rock? Okay, so where can we follow you on the socials?
Facebook is Tiki Taxi.
Tiki Taxi.
We're on Instagram. Yep, Tiki Taxi.
Okay.
And pretty good advertisement trying to get on the radio this morning. Well done, Jen.
I love it. It's a double whammy.
You like that?
Yeah, we do. She knows. You like that?
She's laughing because she knows what she did. All right, go see the Tequila Tiki Taxi in Hampton with Jen.
Yes, come ride with us.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and we are playing What Do You Do? Where Logan and I interrogate you and then guess your occupation. 603-749-0975 if you'd like to play along. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Marlo from Canterbury.
Hi, Marlo.
How are you?
Are you ready to play What Do You Do?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Should we ask if she's at work? It's 8:30.
Are you at work right now?
I am not at work right now.
Follow up on that. Same question. Doesn't count as two questions.
Oh,
when do you start work?
Fair. I usually start work at 8 o'clock, but I only work 3 days.
Okay.
She was about to say see her first client.
First client, patient.
Patient. What do you call the people that you see at work that you are serving?
Patients.
Yeah.
So healthcare. Yeah. How many years did you go to school for?
After high school, I went 2 years.
2 years.
Are you helping them with some kind of ailment in their body?
I could be. Everybody's a little different.
And also, 2 years of schooling isn't a lot, so it can't be an RN.
It can be a 4-year program, but it can also be done in two.
So some people have ailments, some don't. Do you work with one specific part of the body?
I do.
What's an OT? Screw it. Are you an OT?
I am dental hygienist.
I was literally just going to say, is it from the neck up? Because I was thinking teeth. I know, hindsight is 20/20, uh-huh. But I really was going to get there. I swear, Marlo.
And you should have. Marlo should have let us get there.
No, it's okay. Well, she was like thinking we're pitiful. Well, thank you for the work you do. Is today a work day for you, Marlo?
It's not a work day for me, no.
It's not a work day. Okay.
And enjoy the sunshine, Marlo.
Ooh, beach day, baby. Let's go.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for playing. Would you like to play? 603-749-0975 is our number. We are playing What Do You Do? On your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOK. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to What Do You Do? Where Logan and I fire off a series of questions and try to figure out what you do for a living. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to play along. Hello, John. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hello.
All right, so you're ready to play What Do You Do?
I am.
Okay, Logan, did you want to fire off the first question?
Yeah, just timing-wise. John, you at work?
No, I don't start until 3.
3 p.m.?
Yep.
Love this. This is a fun one because I don't know many night stuff. I don't know what happens in the nighttime.
Yeah, what happens in the nighttime? Do you have an 8-hour shift?
I do.
8-hour shift. You start at 3. You working outside?
Nope.
Do you wear a uniform?
Yep.
Do you help clean stuff?
Nope.
Are you in law enforcement?
Close to it, but not in it.
Close to law enforcement. Nice, Kira. Is this a sexy job? Like, would women find it sexy?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
That's a no.
It's a no. It's not the big three, military, police officer, firefighter.
Do you go to the same place for work every day?
I do.
Kira, I feel like you're onto something.
I feel like he's a corrections officer. He works in a prison.
Nope.
Ah!
But close to it.
Do you carry a weapon?
Not at the where I'm at.
He's a security guard. He's a security officer somewhere, like a bank, for example. Do you do security?
I do, but I'm a security director.
Security director. Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's
pretty good. Where are you doing security?
At the Mall of New Hampshire.
The Mall of New Hampshire.
Very good. John, this was great. Thank you. You're giving us confidence because we're getting less pitiful at this game.
This was a good round. Thanks, John.
No problem.
Have a good day at work.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. We're still playing What Do You Do? If you'd like to play along, 603-749-0975 is our...
It's the 90. Got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Pat. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So you are here to play Can't Beat Kira for Old Dominion tickets. How do you feel?
I'm not sure.
Are you nervous or more excited?
I'm excited, but I'm willing to try anything.
I love that. I like that can-do attitude.
Yeah.
So, Pat, we start by kicking Kira out of the room. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the game, but you quite literally say, get out of here, Kira, and she listens. Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to say, please get out.
She's going to choose manners, not violence.
Wow. Bye, Pat.
Hey, Pat, on her way out, I'm curious, what do you do for work?
I'm the town clerk in Wolfboro.
You're a counselor in Wolfboro?
No, town clerk.
Oh, town clerk.
I have everyone from conception to resurrection and everything in between.
Jeez Louise, that's a lot to do.
Yeah, so I do motor vehicle, everything. Elections.
Wow. All right, busy woman. Well, let's get to this. Yes. Multiple choice for this question, unless you don't need it. Question one.
Okay.
This late author wrote the famous books 1984 and Animal Farm. Would you like multiple choice?
Multiple.
Okay. Is it Ernest Hemingway, Patrick Dempsey, or George Orwell?
Dempsey.
Question number two. This is also multiple choice here. The average strawberry has how many seeds? Zero. Those black dots aren't really seeds. 200 on average or 2,000 on average?
I'm going to go with the second one.
The second one, 200. And last but not least, question number three. Today in 2020, the Dixie Chicks officially changed their name to what?
Got me there. I don't know.
Are we leaving it blank?
Yeah.
All right, then I'm going to call Kira right back in.
Yeah, she's going to beat me.
Pat, why are you saying that? We don't even know what her answers are. You can't just throw in the towel already.
No, she's smart.
Well, oh, wow. Love walking in on positive self-talk about myself.
Are you ready?
Yes,
I am. Question one for you, Kira. This is multiple choice. This late author wrote the famous books 1984 and Animal Farm. Ernest Hemingway, Patrick Dempsey, or George Orwell?
Ernest Hemingway.
Wow. You said Ernest Hemingway. Pat said Patrick Dempsey. Hilarious. The answer is George Orwell.
Yeah. Rats.
0-0 on the board. Question two. The average strawberry, Kira, has how many seeds? Multiple choice. Zero. Those black dots aren't really seeds. 200 or 2,000?
Those black dots aren't seeds.
Those black dots are, in fact, seeds.
Oh.
And 200 is the answer, and Pat got that right.
Oh, look at Pat. She's so excited.
She be screaming. Question three.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
She's so surprised.
Here we go, Kira. Today in 2020, the Dixie Chicks changed their name to what?
The Chicks.
Just the Chicks is correct. You said that. Pat didn't even have a guess for that. That's okay. Final score is 1-1.
Oh, Pat, we have good news. We have bad news. We do need to hear you say the phrase of shame because a tie isn't technically a win. This is where you say, my name's Pat. I'm from insert town you're from. And I can't beat Kira.
My name is Pat, and I'm from Wolfboro, and I cannot beat Kira.
That's all right. Pat, the town clerk, you're going to see Old Dominion.
Oh!
Ooh, she didn't see that coming either. It's fun to have new people.
Did you know that was going to happen?
No.
No, she's new around here.
All right, Pat. Well, you got the tickets. Thanks for playing.
The top quality soft water filtration system. Get started online at dairyplumbingandheating.com today. That's dairyplumbingandheating.com.
Logan, what number coffee is that?
Don't judge me. I thought this was a safe space.
Back to Kira and Logan in the morning on 97.5 WOKQ.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do.
You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell,
for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time. And in honor of the heat dome that we've been living in the past few days, Logan and I have a remix to the tunes of Friends in Low Places, and it's called Sweat in Strange Places. It's a real beauty. We're going to play it for you next after Morgan Wallen and Just In Case on 97.5 WOKQ.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone, I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes, and there's always a couple trying to take your place, but I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue, you lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste, but I never fall in love, baby, just in case, just in case.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. It's been sweaty, it's been swazzy, especially yesterday when I got back into my car after my hair appointment. Logan, just guess what the temperature said on my dash. Just guess.
102.
Up.
Higher?
Yeah.
105?
No, it was 112.
Holy smokes.
I mean, I was parked directly in the sun, and once I started driving, it went down. But still, I was like, what is this, Arizona? Yeah,
I mean, even the top off and the doors off in the Jeep, I was like, I might need AC.
I might. You might.
It was hot.
Yeah, it's crazy. So here's, in honor of the heat dome we've been living in, here's a remix to the tune of Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. It's called Sweat in Strange Places, and I think it would make Garth proud. Here you go, 97.5 WOKQ.
Blame it all on this heat. I don't smell so neat. Ruined my last fresh, clean pair. The last one to know, when the sweat starts to flow, I can't believe all the sweat from down there. I got a surprise, a sweat drip from my eyes. I pulled out a hanky to dry. As I looked at you and saw my sweat seeping through, I was shocked to find out where it's stained. Cause I got sweat in strange places, from the back of my knees to my private spaces, I begin to chafe. I'm gonna need to bathe. Well, I can deal with sweat on my face, but I really don't like it down there near my naughty place. I got sweat in strange places.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan in the morning. Notes left in the workplace. You can't help but giggle at them sometimes.
I love this, so damn funny.
There's a new one on the men's bathroom here at the radio station. Do you want to explain a little bit of the backstory here?
Very quick backstory without going too in-depth because it's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Kira and I are the first ones here, right? Nobody else is here doing the morning show. It's just me and Kira, so... In the past few months, somebody, we won't name names because we don't know the name, has been leaving a surprise in the toilet for the early morning goers.
It's not appreciated.
It's not. And you know what? The whole studio, the whole building's clean. We got a cleaning crew. We got clean trash. So I have no clue who is leaving this surprise in the men's toilet, in the men's locker room, in the toilet.
Feels a little bit like an attack.
It's bad, and more importantly, it's frequent. So yesterday, I was a little tattletale. And...
Well, Logan was perturbed.
This has happened many times, and it's gross, but usually I take care of the issue, if you get what I'm saying.
God love you.
Yesterday, I tried to take care of the issue, and it was untaken careable. Well, does that make sense?
Yes. We smell what you're stepping in.
I could not fix the issue with the toilet. A professional had to be in there. And you know what? I wasn't fixing someone's issue that bad. So I did a little tattling to our office manager. Is that a fair? Is that the title?
She wears many hats, but in this scenario, office manager.
So I reached out to the office manager and said, "Hey, I have reached out to you about this before. It has not gotten better. It's only getting worse. I don't know what the heck is happening here, but I need a place to relieve myself." Mm-hmm. And whoever's doing this isn't allowing it. So today, this morning, I go in. First thing this morning, I notice there's a note. Quote, the note above the toilet in the men's locker room.
Yep.
"Did you flush? Please flush after use and make sure everything goes down. If there's an issue, please let blank know. Thank you." Like, what are we doing? We're writing notes to make sure. I appreciate it, you know.
Like, maybe it'll work. Maybe. But how sad that we need a note.
Why are we putting up? We are grown human beings. Grown adults. Why? Everybody can flush.
Like, Logan and I have talked about this in depth. But how do you not make sure it goes down before you walk out?
And then if you don't, that's all right.
Is it?
Happens to everyone. Take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't want to get into the words this early in the morning.
Don't get into the words, because then we're going to get in trouble.
But just, like, take care of it. If you mess it up, take care of it. No one else wants to be doing that for you.
Exactly, which is why you need to supervise the going down process. Make sure that you have, you know, parted with that, and no one else is going to see it. That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, but I did love the note from our office manager. Did you flush?
Did you flush?
It's hilarious.
Did you flush? I think the person is flushing, but they're not making sure it goes down. That's what I would guess, right?
Yeah,
I mean, unless you are an actual animal and just walk out without flushing. I can't think that.
No shot.
No. So do you think that note will be efficient? Do you think the problem will end here?
Yep. And by yep, I just mean I have to believe it. I can't. I feel like I'm downplaying how often it happens. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm going to just hope that this note works.
Let's wish and hope and pray. And we actually have a question for you. If any notes have been left around your workplace, and let's open it up from workplace because we don't want to be confining. Maybe you lived with roommates and you had to leave a note of this nature. Or you were a problem. You were a tough person to live with. I'm pointing to myself.
Oh, like a Sammy Sweetheart note?
Wait, I need context.
What?
I mean, I know Jersey Shore,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, the note that they left for Sammy to tell her that Ron has been,
oh,
like...
that Ron was cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about being messy and leaving the place.
I just mean secretive passive-aggressive notes.
Okay, notes. Yeah, just notes in general. Have you left someone a note when they were misbehaving? What did it say? 603-749-0975. And was it efficient? Did the problem end after the note? We would love to hear about it. 603-749-0975. And we would also love to hear if there is a hilarious passive... One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we had a little problem here at our radio station where somebody, who will remain anonymous because we literally don't know who it is, has been blowing up the men's bathroom. And Logan has been finding this, you know, more mornings than not, so he had to alert the management, be a little bit of a tattletale. And today, there was a note above the problematic toilet.
Did you flush? Question mark. Please do not forget to flush. It's important to make sure to watch everything go down the toilet. Something like that.
something along those lines.
It's basically like stop being a 4-year-old and look to make sure everything's gone before you walk out of the stall, pals.
Basically. So we're wondering if anything similar has happened in your work environment, whether it be a note or otherwise. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Carrie. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. Where are you from, girl?
I'm from Summersworth. How are you?
Summersworth, where you get your money's worth. We're well. So talk to us about passive-aggressive notes.
Well, I work for a company, and last summer we had an issue with the men's bathroom not being cleaned at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We had multiple conversations. So after multiple conversations and still zero correction, we decided to lock the men's bathroom, and they had to ask for a key to go to the bathroom so we could keep track of who was using the bathroom.
Carrie, before I insult anyone on this phone call, who made that call? Who locked the door? Was it you?
Well, no, I'm not a male.
Okay.
I clean up after myself.
Good.
It was the higher management. I'm not going to name names.
It's a local company. I would hate your higher management. I despise a place that requires a bathroom key.
They were warned.
These men were warned.
Using the bathroom is a privilege.
How many people are working there? Like, how big of a mess is it?
I'm not sure. I never went in. I just heard the horrible stories.
Uh-huh.
Of having to clean up after another gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Or having to unclog.
Right.
So did this fix the issue at hand?
Yes, it did. It absolutely did. We did it for about 3 months. And then finally we decided we were going to see if they had grown up. So we took away the lock. And we did have an issue about a month later, but we removed it and we haven't had any issues now in about 9 months.
I guess I don't understand why the lock is generating a cleaner bathroom.
Well, you were able to track who's using it because you know who you gave the key to throughout the day.
Well, I feel like I'm in second grade with a sign-out sheet asking permission to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but it is a privilege. I mean, if you're going to destroy the place.
That's great. I'm appalled. I'm appalled.
But it worked.
I would be so embarrassed every time I asked for the bathroom key.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, yes. Many, many, many grown men older than myself were extremely angry about it.
Yeah, I would freak out. I would freak out at my management.
The best part would be to, like, attach something, like, large and embarrassing to the key, like a big wood block, you know, because you don't trust them to not lose it, too.
It was Darth Vader. Darth Vader was hooked to the key.
This is getting worse. I'm gonna crank it up. I would quit my place of employment. I am not kidding.
You would not.
If somebody had to monitor me to go to the bathroom, get out of town. I'm out.
I believe you started the conversation on how do you fix it.
Right.
Well, the passive aggressive.
I do believe that.
Passive aggressive sign feels better than taking away my will to pee.
My will to pee. Do you know what Logan would do? He would just use the ladies' room.
I would.
He would say, I'm feeling a little female today. That's how I identify. And I'm going to use your bathroom. Hey, Kira.
It happened.
I bet. And you know what? It's nicer. They got lighter colors and they got an extra stall. I've been in our woman's locker room. It's very nice here.
Oh, God.
Gary, thanks for the call. This has been fun.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. When have you been in our bathroom? That was just for show, right?
No, I've been in there.
Why?
Because I was curious.
Oh.
Because we only have one stall. It's not fair. You guys got like three in there, correct?
If I find you in there again, I'm going to call the authorities and you are going to be a registered sex offender.
Well, listen, there's a passive aggressive note on mine. I had to find another bathroom to use.
We have passive aggressive notes of a different nature in ours.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wildflowers, wild horses.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you are just joining us, we were discussing that we've had a little issue with the men's bathroom here at the radio station. So today, Logan reported that a note has now been put up over the toilet, basically reminding men to flush and make sure that the contents went down. So, has something like this happened at your workplace? How was the problem solved, if it was ever solved? 603-749-0975 is our number. Ruthie, I was just telling Logan how much I missed you.
How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, sugar? To what do we owe this pleasure?
I gotta tell you a funny story.
Please.
My boyfriend works. These men, they go in, they use the toilet, they don't flush it, they spray all over the toilet, and it's completely disgusting because nobody cleans that. I wouldn't want to clean it. There's no telling how long that
Oh, my God.
Ruthie, this is a family-friendly show. Clean up the language.
When you're saying spraying, are you referring to number one and number two?
Number two. There's a saying. We aim to please, so please aim.
That's it. And if you sprinkle while you tinkle, be a sweetie. Busy selling stuff, but we were able to wrangle up part of the crowd yesterday. So here's a conversation that we had. And let's play their theme song.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of tribe, yeah, that's our fam.
You're in the car with another couple. Where does everyone sit?
Cherylita? I think it depends on the couple that you're with. But more often than not,
us girls end up in the back seat and the boys end up in the front seat. And we do the Italian auntie and uncle thing. I love it.
I didn't know there was a name for it.
There is. Well, in my world, there's the Italian thing.
Oh, I love that.
What do you think, Lydia?
I'm quite the opposite. I want to be the one driving or I want to be in the passenger seat in the front. So it's going to be me and my girl in the front controlling aux, controlling the vibe, controlling the windows being down or up, the AC. That is all me and my girl.
Yeah.
Boys in the back, I don't care what you do. Have your little bromance back there in the back seat.
Do a tickle fight.
Lydia, for your situation, is there ever regard, typically, not always, don't come at me, but typically the men are taller than women, right? Can we, right? Most of the time?
Yeah, I do concur with you.
So,
however,
how come we're not looking at the
leg room?
However,
you don't care about leg room?
I'm so short that like my seat is already so far up, and so is like the person that I'm with. So that doesn't matter. And also, nobody's that tall these days anymore.
She's like, I'm on these dating apps, and I will tell you.
Okay,
they're making them little.
Lydia, if I tell my husband to sit in the back seat at 6'2", and I'm 5'6", and I push my seat back, it would be divorce court for us. Plus, it's so nice to be chauffeured around.
Oh, it's like an Uber.
Was that a spoiled brat thing?
No, it's not. I understand the appeal. I just think I have control issues, so I like to be the one driving or in the passenger seat. So that's just me.
Ragey pants?
I feel like for me, it always just depends on the dynamic. Like, regardless of, like, the gender stuff, to me, it's more like, I want to sit in the same row as the most fun person in the car.
Mm.
So my wife always gets car sick. So I'm like, please put her in the passenger seat or let her drive. Otherwise, we're all going to be miserable. Her especially. But yeah, I'm like, if there's somebody in there that I'm like, just totally vibe with, I better be seated next to them.
There you have it. The tribe has spoken on 97.5 WOKQ. And now it is time to play Can't Be Kira, excuse me, for a pair of tickets to see Old Dominion.
603-749-0975. My girl's going to cough a little bit. Let me clear my throat. Six.
Yeah, I got friends like that.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see.
Three, two, ready, set, here we go.
It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
What's up, Felicia?
Hello.
How's the day? How you holding up in this heat?
Oh, wonderful.
That's great. Any chafing?
No.
Okay,
luckily.
That's good.
And even if she was, do you expect her to just say that right away?
Well, I thought we could bond, but that's okay. I guess I'm on my own in a chafing island. That's fine.
You be chafing?
I be chafing.
You be baby powdering?
I do, and I have this wonderful product. This is not an endorsement. It's called Mega Babe, and yeah, it's great for the inner thighs.
Speaking of inner thighs, Felicia, do you have a kid in the car?
I was going to say, I have 4 kids, so, they might be chafing.
Okay.
4 kids,
and,
wow.
And also, maybe we'll change the chafing topic.
Yeah, let's clean it up. Do one of your kids or yourself want to kick me out, or maybe it's a team effort?
Yes. Everybody say, get out.
Get out. Get out. Yeah, I'm saying
yeah,
too.
Yeah, get out. Okay, bye. Good luck, team.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Felicia, she's walking out of here. I have to tell you the truth. We have a theme today. It's all Michael Jackson related, and unfortunately, none of your kids are likely going to be able to help out.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. But
that's all right.
I digress. Let's get on to question one. Before Michael Jackson went solo, he was a part of a band with his brothers called what?
Jackson 5.
Question number two. Much to my surprise, this Michael Jackson song is his best performing song, the most streamed song, and his number one hit. Is it Billie Jean, Beat It, or Thriller?
Oh, geez.
I know. I was shocked.
I love Billie Jean. That's my favorite, but it's probably Thriller.
Stick with your gut. Stick with your gut.
Okay, Billie Jean.
Question number three. All right, Michael Jackson, my man. He's got a few famous dance moves. Actually, he's got many famous dance moves. Can you name two of them?
The moonwalk?
Sure, that's one.
Oh, God.
What else does he do?
I don't know what the name of it is.
I got... No, it's fine. Just describe it. I have, like, 6 options. If you hit one of these 6, you're good.
He stands up on his, like, tippy toes, kind of.
Yeah, all good.
Like,
Kira's coming back in. Yeah.
Too, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know the crotch grab toe stand.
Okay, yeah.
And then my favorite one, he goes, hee hee.
Yeah, exactly. I like that noise.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kara, welcome back.
What's up, Felicia? What's up, Logan? What's up, kiddios?
Not much.
One of them goes, hey.
Kiddios, we're not much of help here because we have a theme and it's before their time.
Oh, rats.
But it's right in your time. Question one, Kira. Before Michael Jackson went solo, he was a part of a band called what?
The Jackson 5.
Is correct. You said it. Felicia said it. 1-1.
Woo!
Kids are pumped too. Question two. Much to my surprise, this Michael Jackson song is his best performing song, the most streamed song, and his number one hit. Is it Beat It, Thriller, or Billie Jean?
Well, you're surprised.
I am surprised. Yeah, I just, you know,
I don't think you'd be surprised if it were Beat It or Thriller. So I think that your surprise is Billie Jean.
And that is why I gave the hint, because I didn't think it was fair to ask that without giving that kind of.
Thank you for being fair and just.
Yeah, Billie Jean is the answer. Great job. You said it. Felicia said it. 2-2. Question number three. Michael Jackson has many famous dance moves. I have a list of 6 or 7 here. Can you name 2 of them?
Well, you got the moonwalk, of course.
That's one.
Yeah. Crotch grab. Is that one?
Quote, the crotch grab is exactly one.
I was joking.
I was going to accept the moonwalk, the crotch grab, a spin, the toe stand, the anti-gravity lean, the foot up kick with the hee-hee, and of course, the Thriller.
Of course.
Long story short, 3-3 tie. Great job. You both got every question right.
Felicia, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I don't even feel right asking you to say the phrase of shame, but
it is. Make her say hee hee.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to just give us a Michael Jackson? Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, we're Kira and Logan in the morning. So Logan just shared a little tidbit of knowledge with me that I found kind of interesting. That they're casting the next season of Dancing with the Stars, and they are considering having Karen Reed be one of the contestants.
Rumors are swirling about it, and people are really split. You know, some people are like, heck yeah, let's see her. Why not? She's a character.
Mm.
And some people are like, well, she was also on trial for murder, which she was found not guilty.
Right.
But some people are having an issue with it. Regardless of the verdict. Now, this isn't the first time that Dancing with the Stars has tapped into some criminal behavior. Back in 2024, so just last year, Anna Delvey was one of the contestants, and she quite literally wore an ankle monitor while she was dancing. Remember that? I don't remember who it was. I didn't know anything about her, but I do remember last year being a big scandal. People were like, wait,
that's
an ankle monitor.
She's dancing with
an
ankle monitor.
It's bedazzled, but there's an ankle monitor on her.
Right, it was bedazzled. I mean, the network just wants ratings, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. How do you feel about it?
You know, I should have known that you were going to ask me.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you not prepared?
No. I guess I don't necessarily. I don't care about it. Like, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she did get arrested with an OUI, so I am wondering if she will also have an ankle monitor or what kind of.
And if she will bedazzle it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that she is. This is crazy. I think she's loved around here. I think people see her as a celeb.
I don't know about loved, but that people are intrigued, infatuated, obsessed with the case itself.
Sure, maybe obsessed is better than loved, because you can be obsessed with something that you don't love.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. As someone who I didn't follow, you know, the I know about the case, obviously, but at a very high level, right? I haven't consumed any of the content around it with the documentaries or anything like that. But, I mean, she is one of the most culturally relevant people in this moment right now in the country, not just in New England, but in the entire country. This was a nationwide known case. And from ABC, the network's perspective, they just want eyeballs. And I, as someone who doesn't even really know that much about the case, I want to see if Karen Reed has rhythm. I want to see this girl try to salsa.
You do?
I do.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think, I would watch that. I would want to see it.
Yeah. So, all right, your turn. You listening.
Do you think that it's okay if Karen Reed is a contestant on Dancing with the Stars? Or do you think because of her, you know, alleged criminal activity, we know she was found not guilty.
Right.
Do you think it's disrespectful? Because I mean, the family of the man who passed away, right? Like, that's a factor.
Police officer. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's a factor, too. Is it disrespectful in some way?
Regardless of the verdict, to give someone affiliated with such a heinous crime, to give them the spotlight.
Right, exactly. 603-749-0975. Logan and I are very curious to know what you think. We'd love to talk to someone. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we are hearing rumblings that Karen Reed might be a contestant on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. We want to know how you feel about that. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Renee. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning yourself. So what do you think about Karen Reed potentially being on Dancing with the Stars?
I think it's hysterical and I think it's epic all at the same time.
So tell us more you're about here those. For it.
I'm here for it. So I got into the Karen Reed trial back on the first trial. I've watched both trials on Court TV, like followed the whole thing.
Okay.
And honestly, she was, you know, she's acquitted, you know, I mean, she's found not guilty. Looking at the evidence, because I've seen it twice, there's no evidence to show that John O'Keefe was hit by a car. I think there is a big cover-up going on. And while I am super, super sad for his family for never knowing the real truth, on the flip side, her life has been ruined. Like, she had to sell her house. Like, she has no money. So if she can go on Dancing with the Stars and make some money to try and have a life, she, like, has no job, all of the things. Like, so I just feel as though they've had other people on there. And honestly, I don't watch a ton of Dancing with the Stars. I watched a few seasons with people from The Bachelor just because I love bad TV.
But yeah. Same girl.
Token, yeah, but I'm thinking, so I've watched like for a couple of people that I've seen on The Bachelor and I like there, but not for nothing. Sometimes they have people that are just older and can't even really dance. And if I'm watching Dancing with the Stars, I want to see them compete and I want to see them be good. And I don't know if Karen Reed has rhythm, but to me, she probably has enough stamina to be better than some of the people they've had that are like 70. So I'm just here for it. I think that, you know, she's had a lot of bad things. And if she has a chance to make something good out of a very tragic situation, I'm here for the positivity. I mean, I'm not going to say I think Karen Reed's a great person. I mean, right. She did a lot of trashy things. So I'm not condoning anything.
Right.
But I do think that her life has been turned upside down. And like I said, she's basically, you know, hurting for money and all this stuff. And honestly, the crazy following that was outside the courthouse and cheering like someone won the Super Bowl when she was found not guilty, I think she would actually do well on Dancing with the Stars because I think she has a following that no one could have anticipated.
Yeah, she is very culturally relevant right now and she'd bring in the ratings. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many like, you know, reality TV stars have been on there, you know, just for the controversial. I mean, even like you said, Anna Delvey, I mean, I didn't really love her, but I've seen her like, you know, Netflix documentary special or whatever. And I mean, I knew who she was. So it's just like you bring in the controversy and, you know, I mean, ratings, you know, I mean, it gets Dancing with the Stars name out there. So, I mean, they've been a lot of seasons. I think they're having a harder time. So especially with their following, I think this would be a good, smart move for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for taking the time, Renee. It's good to talk to someone who is invested in the case.
Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed how much I followed it, but this is something that I could like, I'm like, I know this, I can help. So I figured
I can help. Love it. Thank you, Renee. Good to hear from you. Enjoy the day and stay cool.
Later.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. It's been sweaty. It's been swazzy, especially yesterday when I got back into my car after my hair appointment. Logan, just guess what the temperature said on my dash. Just guess.
102.
Up.
Well, higher?
Yeah.
105?
No, it was 112.
Holy smokes.
I mean, I was parked directly in the sun. And once I started driving, it went down. But still, I was like, what is this, Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, even the top off and the doors off in the Jeep, I was like, I might need AC.
I might. You might.
It was hot.
Yeah, it's crazy. So here's, in honor of the heat dome we've been living in, here's a remix to the tune of Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. It's called Sweat in Strange Places, and I think it would make Garth proud. Here you go, 97.5 WOKQ.
Blame it all on this heat. I don't smell so neat. Ruined my last fresh, clean pair. The last one to know when the sweat starts to flow. I can't believe all the sweat from down there.
I got a surprise, a sweat drip from my eyes. I pulled out a hanky to dry. As I looked at you and saw my sweat seeping through, I was shocked to find out where it's stained. Cause I got sweat in strange places, from the back of my knees to my private spaces. I began to chafe. I'm gonna need to bathe. Strange places. Yeah, I got sweat in strange places, from the back of my knee to the private places. I begin to change. I'm gonna need to bathe.
Where's that bubble thing?
Well, I can deal with sweat on my face, but I really don't like it near my knife.
I might need some baby powder. Come on, pass that thing.
Don't forget your deodorant today, friend. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Did you hear our new Kira and Logan in the morning jingle? Oh, New England kids are going to love this one. Here we go.
When the sun is blazing and the summer gets hot,
listen to Kira and Logan a lot.
They're so funny and have lots of giveaways. Kira and Logan have some fun. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thanks for stopping by. So this is what we do to bring a sense of closure to the program Shieldgram. It's called Compliments, Double Downs, and Apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooks in New Hampshire. So I would like to compliment our contestant for round duh, that means two, of Can't Be Kira today. It was a lady named Felicia, and she was in the car with all four of her kids, which was really awesome. And I want to compliment this particular moment. So first of all, she crushed it with the Michael Jackson-themed Can't Be Kira questions today. Got 3 out of 3. Couldn't have done a better performance. So when that happens, I got 3 as well. So she tied and didn't win and technically was supposed to say the phrase of shame. But this happened instead, and it was really wonderful. So this is the moment where we were telling her she won. Felicia, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I don't even feel right asking you to say the phrase of shame, but
make her say hee hee.
Oh yeah, do you want to just give us a Michael Jackson?
It's perfect. That gorgeous. Replaces the phrase of shame.
It absolutely does. So I think that might be the first time that we let someone do, you know, a noise in replace of the phrase of shame, but it brought us weight.
I think you're right.
Yeah. It might be, you know, Can't Be Kira history here. So it brought us equally as probably more joy than her saying the phrase of shame.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we are just a bunch of idiots saying.
So, yeah, she nailed that. That was awesome. And it made us smile. So thank you, Felicia. Compliments to you. What you got, boy?
My compliment is going to Corinne, who messaged us a picture today regarding passive-aggressive signs in the bathroom. We were talking about this because there's been an incident, a repeat offender in our workplace. And I was a little tattletale, and I told our office manager, I said, hey, someone's leaving stuff in the bathroom all the time. Long story short, our office manager put up a little passive-aggressive sign saying, hey, you need to flush, boys. And Corinne said it's got nothing on the sign in her bathroom. This is what her bathroom sign says.
Oh, my God.
Bathroom rules. If you finished, flush it. If it runs out, replace it. If you lift it up, put it down. If you miss it, wipe it. If it smells, spray it. Ladies, please remain seated for the whole performance. Gentlemen, please stand closer. It may be shorter than you think.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely hilarious, Corinne. Thank you for sending that message. Made my day.
I want to be best friends with whoever wrote that sign.
Corinne.
Because,
good old Corinne.
Oh, she's the one who wrote it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe she just bought it, or maybe it's at her place of work. I think it's at her place of work. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the brains behind the operation. That's who I want to befriend because that's hilarious. I love it. Thanks, Corinne. So on that note, We out. Jeannie Rogers is up next. And so is 30 Minutes of New Country. And so is that 1020 Morgan Wallen contest code. Don't you be missing that, especially since it's the last week that you can win. 1020 is when you can enter that code on your 97.5 WOKQ app. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. But all day today, don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.
On 97.5 WOKQ.